With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden used a trip to New Hampshire today to highlight his administration's bringing down of some prescription drug prices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president decried high prescription drug prices, calling them outrageous and immoral. But he also touted a new rule that will cap out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare at $2,000 starting next year. He emphasized that Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which lowered other health care costs. The president's appearance here had an unmistakable political message for voters exactly 2 weeks before Election Day. Greg Clugston with the president in Concord, New Hampshire.
There's been a second major recall for Honda this month. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Honda is recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because the high-pressure fuel pump may crack and leak gas, and that would increase the chance of fire. The recall includes the 2023-2024 Accord and Accord hybrids, the 2025 Civic and Civic hybrid, and the CR-V hybrid for the years 2023 through 2025. It's the second major recall this month at Honda after 1.7 million vehicles had potential steering issues. I'm Shelley Adler.
E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states. That includes one person who died and 10 who were hospitalized. It also includes a child hospitalized with severe kidney complications. The infections were reported between September 27th and October 11th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points, the Nasdaq rose 33, the S&P 500 declined 2. This is SRN News. Persecution's on the rise in Algeria.
The government there is on a multi-year campaign to snuff out Christianity in the small North African nation after decades of relative tolerance. Nearly all the churches in the country have been abruptly closed down with little explanation. Kelsey Zorzi of ADF International tells the Christian Post, quote, Algeria has systematically been working to prevent the evangelical community from being able to simply worship together. Christians who worship at home are arrested. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will see competing abortion measures on their ballots in November. One amendment would create a right to abortion while another would restrict it. What happens if the competing measures both pass? The Constitution in Nebraska says that the conflicting provision with the most votes prevails. But courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. This is SRN News. Jury selection continued for a second day in the trial of former Marine Daniel Penny, who's charged in a New York City subway chokehold death. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Penny's lawyer, Stephen Razor, says they've been waiting for his day in court.
The truth is only going to come out through this trial. There's a lot of evidence that people aren't aware of. There's a lot of assumptions that have been made.
He says they're still deciding whether Penny will take the stand in his own defense. Witnesses say Neely was acting erratically when Penny moved to restrain him. Attorney Dante Mills is representing Neely's family.
The facts of the case is this. Someone got on the train and was screaming, and someone choked that person to death. Those things will never balance out.
Protesters have been outside the courthouse. The case, a flashpoint. Penny is white, Neely black. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.